Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In today's shiur, we continue with the halachos about things we need to do and ways we need to be careful when dealing with produce that has kedusha from Shemitah, or what we call produce that has kedushas shvi'is. We will discuss, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next shiur, how and when a fruit or vegetable or grain becomes sanctified from the Shemitah year. However, we discussed in the last shiur that if produce has kedusha shvi'is, it is forbidden to do business with that produce, to trade in that produce. I mentioned a couple of reasons why that is true. As mentioned in the last year, one of the reasons that it is usher to buy and sell produce with kedusha shvi'is is because when you do buy produce that has kedusha, the money that you use to buy that produce has kedusha as well. It becomes kadosh as well. And once the money has kedusha, it may inadvertently be used improperly. So the fear is that if you buy and sell produce that has kedusha, that money, which now has kedusha too, that by accident may not be treated in the right way. And the money you use to buy produce has kedusha, and there might be an iser of lifnei iver. There might be a problem of causing someone else to sin. If you hand money to someone who is not careful with mitzvos, and that money has kedusha, then he or she may misuse the money you give them, and you would be, God forbid, facilitating that sin. So that's one thing to think about. I will say, however, on the flip side, that the Chazon Ish and other poskim say that you do not need to be worried that if you receive money in a store, let's say as change for a food purchase that you make, you do not need to be worried that the change you receive has kedusha, unless, of course, you know otherwise. Okay, so having said all that, there are still a few ways to purchase produce that has kedusha and still not have the money become kadosh. One thing you can do is to purchase the produce on credit, either by opening an account with that store and paying your account later, or by using a credit card. When you pay for produce on credit card, with a credit card or on credit, the money that the seller gets from you does not have kedusha. And there's different reasons given by the Rishonim as to why this is so. One opinion is that by the time the seller gets money from you, the produce with kedusha no longer exists. So the money cannot become kadosh from produce that doesn't exist. Of course, according to that reason, you have to make sure that you consume the produce you buy before you pay off your debt or before the credit card company transfers money to the seller. That's one reason why paying with by credit or by credit card does not transfer kedusha to the money. But another reason given by the Rishonim why produce purchased on credit doesn't transfer kedusha to the money is because when the seller gets money later, he or she does not get money for the produce. Rather, he or she gets money for the repayment of a debt. And repayment of a debt does not bring kedusha to the money. According to this second approach, you do not have to make sure that you consume the produce you buy before you pay off your debt or before the credit card company transfers money to the seller. So that's one thing to do, purchase produce on credit or with a credit card. Another thing you can do is to buy Shemitah produce by check. But you can purchase Shemitah produce without having the kedusha move to the money by paying with a check, especially a post-dated check. And that is because some poskim, like the Chazon Ish, look at a check halachically like purchasing the food with credit. And finally, there's another way to purchase produce that has kedusha shvi'is, and that is with a halachic concept called havla'a, which literally means absorbed. That is, if you buy other non-kedusha items together with your kedushas shvi'is produce, you may specify that your payment is exclusively for the non-kedusha items and not for the kedusha items. And in that way, the money does not become kadosh because you only use it to buy non-kadosh things. You didn't buy it, use it to buy kadosh things. I must add, though, that today's shiur that I just had today is all about one reason why trading in Shemitah produce is prohibited, and that's because, again, the money becomes kadosh too. But in the last shiur, I mentioned another reason why it's usher to trade in produce that has kedusha shvi'is, and that reason was because produce that has kedusha is meant to be eaten. It's not meant to be bought. It's not meant to be sold like it is during the rest of the other years. When you buy and sell produce with kedusha shvi'is, it's an expression of not treating sanctified produce properly. Again, that iser really applies to the seller and not to the consumer, as I mentioned in the last year, but it's still important to remember that. And I say that because with this in mind, it's important to note that most of the methods that I mentioned today, paying by credit, credit card, or by check, they do circumvent the issur of trading in Shemitah produce. But the Chazon Ish holds that this last method, this method of Havla, it does indeed remove Kedusha from the money, but it does not remove the general isser of buying and selling Shemitah produce in general. Again, that primarily goes on the seller and does not impact the purchaser that much. So that's the isser of trading in Kedushas Shvi'is and ways to avoid the isser. Next time in Mirtz Hashem, we'll begin discussing how and when a fruit or vegetable or grain becomes sanctified from the Shemitah year. In the meantime, have an amazing day, everyone.